Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt, and I'm so glad to be back with you today as we continue our journey through the book of Acts, the Acts of the Holy Spirit. So this is very much a study of the Holy Spirit, a practical study of the Holy Spirit at work in and through the early church. And so there's so much that we can learn and so many ways we can be inspired as we go through the book of Acts. I want to In Acts chapter 2, we're going to finish up Acts 2 today, and we'll start on Acts 3 tomorrow. But I want to deal with a passage that has been very misinterpreted and misapplied, and it's in Acts chapter 2. And verse 45 says, verses 44 and 45 says, "Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all as anyone had need." In other words, on the surface, it sounds like they instituted a socialist communist system where they had all things in common. Well, let's read the context of this and put it in the larger context. After preaching the sermon on the day of Pentecost that we were talking about yesterday, there was a great response, and chapter 2, verse 41 says there were about 3,000 souls added to the church that day from Peter's sermon. And then verse 42 says, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine," that is, the teaching of the 11, those who had been closest to Jesus. They continued in their teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. Verse 43 says, "Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles." Then this is verse 44. "Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who should be saved." Now, what I'm going to show you, examples of how this was completely voluntary. It is obvious that this happened for a brief period there in the church in Jerusalem. It was not something that was planned and instituted. There was just such a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that the fear of God came upon people. There were signs and wonders being done. But at the same time, there was great persecution that was breaking out against these followers of Jesus. And so there was this, along with this outpouring of the Holy Spirit as an expression of, there was this spirit of benevolence that flowed forth so that people began to sell their possessions. And it says, "And divided them," they brought them to apostles, "and they divided them among all as anyone had need." Now, that's interesting. The apostles did not take this money for themselves and say, "Well, you know, we need a bigger house, and we need a better chariot to drive." No, they distributed the money according to the need. Now, again, it is obvious that this was something that happened spontaneously. It was not planned, and there was no attempt to keep it going that way. They obviously believed in private ownership of property. The Jews did, and they believed in benevolence and helping the poor, but they believed that every person had a right to experience the fruit and the benefits and blessings of their own work and labor, and also to have and to own property. Now, this becomes very clear in chapter 5 when a certain, you know this story, where a certain man named Ananias with his wife Sapphira, they sold a property. And and all these other people are selling property, and they're bringing the money to the apostles, and they're distributing it to the needy, so much so that the Bible says there was no one among them who lacked. Isn't that an amazing? Nobody among them who lacked. So Ananias and Sapphira, they sold a property, and they brought a portion of the money. They kept back some of it for themselves. Now, that was not a problem, and I'll read you the scripture. What was the problem was they lied about it. They made out as they had sold this property, and they brought it to Peter, and they said, "Oh, we just sold this property, and Brother Peter, we want to give it all to God." My friends, don't ever try to pull the wool over God's eyes. He knows everything about you already. You may as well come out into the open and walk in truth and integrity. But this is what they did. And Peter responded and said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? Why, listen to this, while it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. Now, listen to what Peter said to Ananias. He said, while it remained, was it not your own? Yeah. While it remained before you sold it, was it not your own? You didn't have to sell it. Nobody asked you to sell your property. It was yours. You could have done what you wanted to. He says, and after it was sold, was it not in your control? After you sold it, the money was yours. You could have done whatever you wanted to with it. No one coerced you to come and give this money. But you concocted a lie. You wanted to look spiritual, and yet you're very selfish. And so you concocted a lie to make us think that you're this wonderful, generous people, and you're giving all of this money from the property you sold, and yet you're keeping back a good portion of it for yourself. You see, the problem was not that Ananias kept back the property. That was not a problem at all. The problem was that he lied. He cooked up this whole lying narrative about it, trying to make himself look good. And so verse 5 says, then Ananias, hearing these things, fell down and breathed his last. So great fear came upon all those who heard these things. And so verse 6 says, the young men arose, wrapped him up, carried him out, and buried him. Now about 3 hours later, his wife Sapphira comes in. And Peter says, hey, tell me, whether you sold the land for so much. Is this how much you sold the land for? And I suppose, you see, he knew what Ananias had brought in and said, this is how much we sold it for, but it was a lie. Is this how much you sold the land for? Yeah, that's how much, Brother Peter, that's how much we sold it for. And Peter said, how is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Here's a powerful statement for the people who believe wives should always submit to their husbands. Here is a woman submitted to her husband, and she died over it. My friends, walk in truth. We are never to submit to wrongdoing, to lies, and to wrongdoing, to sin, to evil. Peter said, how is it that you have agreed together? Why did you get an agreement with your husband to test the Spirit of the Lord? He says, look, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out. Then immediately she fell at his feet and breathed her last, and the young men came in and found her dead and carried her out, buried her by her husband. And then verse 11, Acts 5:11, so great fear came upon all the church and upon all who heard these things. Yeah, I guess so, the fear of the Lord. You know what? In great revival, there will be miracles of judgment, because God holds us more responsible. The more light we have, the more responsibility we have. But what I wanted to really point out here was the fact, Ananias and Sapphira, there would have been absolutely no problem if they hadn't sold that property, kept it for some other reason they wanted for. There would have been no problem if they had kept the money after they sold it. That wasn't the problem at all. So you see, this was not, what was going on was not a communist socialist system that was imposed. It was something that was happening spontaneously, that people were doing on their own, of their own initiative, simply because they were so moved by the love of Jesus and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Oh, may we have that kind of revival today, a revival that will open the purse strings and the wells of generosity, not just to make certain people rich and wealthy, but as they were doing in the book of Acts, to help the needy and to help the poor. So that maybe once again it could be say of the Christians, of churches, there's none among them that lack. Wow. So my friends, walk in truth today. This is what God values above everything else, is truth and integrity. Be honest with God. Hallelujah. Don't ever try to hide. Just come and be honest with God. Remember the parable of the Pharisee who stood and prayed, I'm glad I'm not like other people, like this publican over here. And the publican, Jesus said he wouldn't even lift his eyes up to heaven, but he dropped his head and he smote his breast, which was a sign of great distress. And he said, "Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner." He was honest. He had integrity. And Jesus said, this man went down to his house justified, made righteous rather than the other. We serve a great and awesome and a good God. And I'm so glad you were with me today. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. And I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. A lot of resources there. Contact information there. If you want to give an offering to our ministry, there's opportunities there to do that in different ways. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.